From Washington, this is VOA News. Gulf and Arab nations say they are committed to joining the United States in destroying Islamic State militants, a major development in the trial of Oscar Pistorius. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Ministers from 10 Gulf and Arab nations say they are committed to joining the United States in destroying Islamic State wherever it is, including Iraq and Syria. Officials from the Gulf Cooperation Council, along with Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, and Lebanon, said in a joint statement Thursday they are united against the threat from all terrorists, including Islamic State. The Gulf ministers met in Jeddah Thursday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We believe we will beat back the evil of ISIL, and we will fight for the peaceful and secure world that people of all nations, ethnicities, religions, and sects deserve.
The agreement reached, including taking many of the steps President Barack Obama spelled out Wednesday in his new strategy for wiping out the militants, stopping the flow of foreign fighters, cutting off funds for Islamic State, providing humanitarian aid to those terrorized by the militants, and rejecting what the ministers call their hateful ideology. A South African judge says Oscar Pistorius is not guilty of murder or premeditated murder, the two most serious charges he faced at his trial for his killing of girlfriend Reba Steenkamp. The judge hearing the case said Thursday, as she presented her verdict in the case, that Pistorius clearly wanted to use his firearm, but that does not mean he meant to kill. She called the evidence related to premeditation purely circumstantial. The court took a break before she was due to announce her ruling on the charge of culpable homicide. This is VOA News. Senegalese health workers and activists are demanding women be allowed access to medically safe abortions in certain cases, such as rape or underage pregnancies. Secret abortions are now one of the leading causes of maternal death in Senegal and forced pregnancies that have led to an increase in infanticide. Jennifer Lazuda has more from VOA's West Africa Bureau in Dakar.
The World Health Organization says an estimated 1 in 10 pregnant women who die in Senegal are believed to perish due to complications from illegal or unsafe abortions. 60% of illegal abortions in Senegal are done on women between 19 and 25 years old. Experts here say many women and girls who may be unmarried or have been raped feel they have no other solution. Dr. Amy Ndao Fall, the president of Senegal's Association of Female Doctors, says secret abortions are getting more common. She says the acts are becoming more and more serious. Before, you had to look for someone to perform an abortion. But now, with the internet, women look for information and try to do it themselves. Jennifer Lazuda for VOA News, Dakar.
U.S. President Barack Obama's proposed strategy to defeat the Islamic State terrorist group in Iraq and Syria has drawn a mixed reaction among congressional lawmakers. Republican House Speaker John Boehner of Ohio Thursday said many congressional Republicans do not think the president's plan presented to the country Wednesday will do enough to destroy the Islamic State militants. Boehner added that many Republicans think more needs to be done. Boehner supports the president's proposal to train and equip Iraqi security forces and the Syrian opposition, but he expressed concern that this would take years to fully implement at a time when the Islamic State's momentum and territorial gains must be halted and reversed immediately. President Obama took part in two somber ceremonies to mark the 13th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States. Mr. Obama, accompanied by First Lady Michelle Obama and Vice President Joe Biden, led a moment of silence on the south lawn of the White House at the time the first hijacked passenger jet crashed into one of the twin towers of New York City's World Trade Center. President and Mrs. Obama also attended a ceremony at the Pentagon, the U.S. military headquarters, where hundreds were killed after a third hijacked airliner crashed into the complex. In New York, survivors of the nearly 3,000 people who died when the World Trade Center's Twin Towers collapsed carried out the annual ritual of reading their loved ones' names aloud. Thursday's observances came hours after Mr. Obama announced an enhanced strategy of fighting the terrorists operating in Iraq and
Syria. That's the latest world news from VOA.